1. Trading Places. November 30th and December 1st, 1989. I'm staring at my clock radio. According to the big green digital numbers, it's exactly 3:14 a.m. I think it might be off by a minute or two, but that's not really the point. The point is that I'm awake to know it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3:14 a.m. This is not by choice. Actually, it sort of is, I guess. I'm awake because I don't want to fall asleep. And why don't I want to fall asleep? It's a fair question. I'd ask if it were someone else. The answer sounds stupid, even to me. If I'm honest, I have to admit that I'm just being a baby about this. I don't want to fall asleep because of the dreams I've been having. Nightmares is a better word. I don't think even that really gets the point across, though. Is there a word for dreams that are worse than nightmares? There should be. It's been the same the last 4 nights. Exactly the same. The people in it are the same. The places are the same. Everything happens exactly the same way, in the same order. And the worst part is that it all feels so real. There isn't any of that weird imagery that people always talk about. Talking rabbits or losing your teeth while flying naked behind trains through long, dark tunnels or whatever else. Everything that happens in this nightmare could come right out of the news. It could all really happen. Oh, God, that's a horrible thought. What if maybe it is really happening? No, absolutely not. It can't be. I know. There are lots of people who believe in stuff like that. Bob, my younger brother, is one of them. He's 16 years old, and the magazines he hides under his bed or in the back of his closet or wherever teenage boys usually hide copies of Playboy or Penthouse include Psychic Times and UFO Monthly. Personally, I think most of that is nonsense. People don't really have visions of the future, or psychic flashes, or any of that. This nightmare is probably just from some stupid slasher movie somebody rented for one of our dorm movie nights. Against my better judgment, I sat through it, and even though I was only half watching, not really paying attention, it leaked into my subconscious or something. That makes sense, right? I'm sure that's all it is. Probably happens all the time. Except that I don't remember ever sitting through a slasher movie in the first place. It wouldn't be so bad, except that the dreams are incredibly disturbing when I'm actually experiencing them. And of course, in the moment, I'm not thinking logically. I'm just reacting to what's going on, and it's really getting to me. What makes it even worse is that up until this last week, I've almost never been able to remember my dreams at all. And now, suddenly, I remember them perfectly. That seems like it has to mean something. It's not just what I'm seeing, either. It always feels like, and I know this doesn't make any sense, I'm not in my own head. It's completely wrong, in a very not-in-Kansas-anymore sort of way. I don't know the words to describe it any better than that. I'm not sure there actually are any better words. And then, once I wake up and the whole stupid, horrible thing replays itself in my mind, I can't fall back asleep, even if I wanted to. Which, at that point, obviously, I don't anyway. So then, on top of being freaked out and miserable, I'm a tired mess the whole next day. To top all of that off, I had another dream that I remembered right before the nightmares started. It had that same not-in-my-own-head feeling. But that first dream was different. I was frightened because it felt so strange, but the dream itself wasn't creepy or horrible at all. It was, well, flattering is the word that comes to mind. I remember waking up screaming, not because of the content of the dream, but because I knew, somehow, I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I think that's it, anyway. Unfortunately, I don't really trust my own analysis of any of this very much right now. Now it's 3:20 a.m., give or take. Beth is snuggled up under her blankets in her bed, and she looks all peaceful and happy. Every so often she makes these funny little noises, not quite snores, but almost. I never really noticed she did that before, and we've been roommates since freshman year. I suppose it makes sense, though. In the 2.5 years we've been rooming together, I can probably count on my fingers the times she's gone to sleep before I did. I haven't told her about the nightmares yet, partly because I have this feeling, and yes, I know it's a naive, childish thought, that if I don't talk about them, maybe eventually they'll just go away. But mostly it's because I know what she'd say. First, she'd pretend to analyze them, probably throwing in something from one of her advanced psychology classes to make it sound better. And then she'd just get slightly more serious and tell me that the nightmares are my subconscious, trying to get me to let my hair down, have some more fun, don't take everything so seriously. Basically, live a little. After which, I would say that I do have fun. I do let my hair down, and I do live a little, after all my studying is done. Like the Halloween party, I'd say. I went to that, didn't I? She'd scoff and say that, yes, I went, but only after she harassed me for over an hour to come downstairs to the party. And she'd point out that my costume was a lab coat with a plastic name tag reading Dr. Feelgood that my brother bought for me as a bad joke when I came home for Christmas my freshman year, which I only had because Beth grabbed it out of my bedroom when she came to visit me last summer. She waited 4 whole months for just the right moment to embarrass me with it. She's got good timing. I have to give her that. Then she'd remind me that what going to the party actually entailed was me spending an hour standing off in a corner. And it included highlights, like not dancing, even though several people from our dorm tried to drag me over. Oh, and completely ignoring a tall, cute guy from another dorm, who, according to Beth, I didn't notice him, kept looking hopefully over at me the whole time. And then, to top it off, taking exactly 3 sips of punch. Even Beth can't really blame me for that. It was a mix of the vile 40-proof fake vodka they sell in the little grocery store just off campus, combined with generic orange soda. No thank you. Before I snuck away to revise a lab write-up for advanced organic chemistry that I was already going to get 105% on. But she probably wouldn't mention how lucky she was that I left early and sober, and that when she stumbled back to our room at 4 o'clock in the morning, I made her drink a big glass of water, take 2 aspirin, and got her safely to bed. Actually, I take that back. She would mention that. She did mention it the next morning when she woke up without a hangover, in a clean bed, with her smelly, nasty costume in the laundry bag. She was very grateful. Anyway, like I said, I haven't told her about the nightmares for what seem like very good reasons to me. Looking at her there, it's as though she doesn't have a care in the world. I wonder what she's dreaming about. Sarah is in the back of the